from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Neil Walker joins us right now. We move him from 9 o'clock until 8:35 today. He's got some stuff going on, and Neil brought to us by Bet365. Good morning to you, Neil.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Oh, we are excellent. Thank you for being flexible today. I guess we'll start you with that one. Is Bonds the greatest of all time? No pressure.
The numbers certainly speak for themselves, and unfortunately there's so many other variables when you're talking about Barry Bonds in particular, in that particular era too. But I don't know if I'd say he's the best of all time, but he's certainly way up there on that list.
Neil, speaking of pressure, does Henry Davis have a lot of pressure this time around being called back up to the Major League Ball Club of performing? I feel like he overanalyzes stuff. And, you know, he presses every single time that you see him out there, whether it's behind the plate or at the plate. How much pressure does he have to perform to show his worth and to show that he belongs up here?
You know, that is an interesting point, Doran. I mean, when you watch Henry Davis, you never have questions about his effort, which you shouldn't have at the major league level, but there are certain instances with players and guys that I played with that, you know, you care almost too much. And that might sound a little crazy, and people are going to go, well, yeah, you're in the major leagues. Of course you want to care too much, right? But sometimes the mental capacity on a day-to-day basis with baseball, sometimes you have to find ways to not be so all-consumed with what you're trying to accomplish on a baseball field. And you know, I like to call it kind of the Manny Ramirez type of mantra. I mean, if you watch Manny Ramirez's mannerisms and the way he went about things, it almost looked like he didn't care. And that certainly wasn't the case, but he had this swagger about him and this confidence about him that, you know, when he stepped in the box, he knew he was going to compete. He was looking for certain pitches, and he was willing to wait out, to get what he wanted to carry out his approach. And as a young player in this game, I mean, that's the hardest thing for a young position player is settling in with an offensive approach, because the things you do in the minor leagues and the pitchers you see, at least from a consistent basis, aren't what you see at the major league level. Guys make way more mistakes at the minor league level, so you can have a little looser of an approach on a day-to-day basis in the minor league level and get away with it. You can't do that over the course of call it 350, 450, 500 at-bats in the big league level. And in today's day and age where there is so much swing and miss, you see seasons like Jack Swinski, you see seasons like Henry Davis. But my hope is that when he gets called back up here, whether he's catching a lot or if we're going to mix him into the DH spot or whatever that may be, I hope we see a more relaxed version of Henry Davis, because he's talented. You don't get drafted 1-1 because you're, you know, the best guy that the organization wants to get. You're uber talented to get picked in the first round. So let's hope that this kind of reset down at the minor league level for him kind of got things going for him, especially from the mental standpoint. Because You see him really, you know, taking a 100% hack on every swing in there. Sometimes when you're down 0-2, when you're down 1-2, 2-2 in the count, sometimes you got to slow down and get jammed and take that single or soft hit ball up the middle in a spot where there's a lot of hits as opposed to being completely poolside. So I'm going to be keeping an eye on that with him to see if he's trying to get a little bit more into the middle of the field and not necessarily having his foot full throttle on the gas pedal as it refers to the swing.
Neil, we saw a very O'Neill Cruz sequence yesterday where he gets picked off and then they review it. And so he's not picked off and then he winds up getting picked off. But yet he hits the ball so hard. How would you grade his season to this point? There's your second question. No pressure answering.
Yeah. Well, you know, for me, that sequence was kind of a microcosm of O'Neill Cruz's young career. And, you know, we do forget that this is essentially his, you know, second year, one or 1.5 years. If you look at the volume of at bats and the fact that he pretty much missed the entire season last year, I don't know. It's hard to grade him because I think offensively, we've seen stretches where he's been, you know, really difficult to get out. And when the barrel's getting to the ball, it's getting hit extremely hard. And it's getting hit for extra bases in a lot of instances. And we've seen stretches where it looks like he's got a hole in his bat. And, you know, for me, the preparation and not carrying over bad offensive stretches into your defense and making sure, especially as a middle-of-the-field guy, a second baseman, a shortstop, a center fielder, you have to make sure that that is your number one priority. And of course, we need O'Neill Cruz to hit in the middle of the order to take this organization to the next level and get to where we're going. But we also need O'Neill Cruz as a shortstop to make sure that the mental lapses are completely gone. They have to be gone. The physical things, he's going to airmail some balls. He's going to throw some balls in the dirt. He's going to miss some balls at short, this and that. But, you know, I think when I watch him and I think of guys like Jordy Mercer, who I was lucky to play with for a long period of time, Jordy made every single quote unquote easy play, and he made the majority of the hard plays. And you know, we see O'Neill Cruz make a lot of the hard plays, but we're seeing him not necessarily consistently make the easier plays. And that just can't happen at the major league level for a middle of the field guy. And so, you know, I hope going into this offseason and going into next year that we hear him say things like, well, I'm going to put an emphasis on making sure that my defensive game is where it needs to be because that's so important for this team. So we'll see how things progress. But I'm hoping we see a stretch like he had early in the career earlier this year, both offensively and defensively, where he was really, really good, probably a top 8 shortstop, both offensively and defensively combined. But the bad thing is when things aren't going well for O'Neill Cruz, he's probably at the bottom 10 of shortstops in the league just because he plays such an important position.
Neil, really good stuff, man. We are short on time with the schedule change. We do appreciate you being flexible with us today. We will talk to you next week. All right, buddy. Thanks again.
All right, you guys. Yeah, you guys have a great week.
You're the man. Thanks, Neil. Neil Walker, one of the best. Yeah, that sequence the other day, are you kidding me? You get picked off twice? Oh, God. And then he hits the hell out of the baseball. He's having a nice year offensively. Probably better than a nice year, given the state of offense around the league. But the head stuff drives you up a wall.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.